الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير وقال تعالى وقال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء فإن أول فتنة بني إسرائيل كانت في النساء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله my respected elders and dear brothers All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm and steadfast upon Iman. Give us our death upon Iman and raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Iman is such a wealth that all the money and all the treasures and all the properties and all the governments of the world put together cannot buy. It is a gift from the side of Allah. If Allah has given us this gift, let us value it, care for it, so that it remains with us in this dunya also and forever and ever in the akhirat. When we were small, we went to maktab, we learnt our kalimas. Awwal kalima, kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم به وأستغفرك وتبت وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم وتبت عنه وتبرأت من الكفر والشرك والكذب والمعاصي كلها وأسلمت وآمنت وأقول لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله إيمان مجمل آمنت بالله كما هو بأسمائه وصفاته وقبلت جميع أحكامه إيمان مفصل آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت Now these kalimas, we do not learn it just parrot fashion so that we can just forget about it. No. As a ritual, we just learned it. It's something that has to be ingrained in the bottom depths of our heart. Iman mufassal, part of it is والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى That all easy conditions, difficult conditions, sickness, health, richness, poverty, hot, cold, riots, peaceful conditions, civil strife, wars, inflation, prices coming up, prices going down, all conditions, good or bad, are from who? Allah. Min Allahi ta'ala. Every condition that we are seeing on the face of this earth is coming from the side of Allah. If we become Allah's, Allah will send down favorable conditions. And if we distance ourselves from Allah, then difficult conditions come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the solution of every problem of ours, every difficulty of ours in deen. All the time we hear in the i'lan, my success, your success, everyone's success lies in obeying the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way and the manner shown to us by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the yaqeen of that has to enter into our hearts. have to keep on saying it, keep on hearing it, keep on giving da'wah towards it, so that the conviction of that has come into our hearts. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he went to conquer or collect the keys of Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem, in a very, very, very simple manner, he is holding the reins of his animals. His slave is sitting on the animal. He is leading that animal. And as he is going, there's puddles of water. He removes his shoes, hangs it on his shoulders, and he's walking in this manner. His clothing is full of patches. The Muslims that were there from beforehand, they came and told, "Oh, Amirul Mu'mineen, it's a very, very momentous occasion this is. It's not munasib for you to enter in this manner. Put on some good clothing, get a good horse. This clothing that you're wearing is full of patches. After a long journey, it's full of dirt, dust, etc." After a lot of insistence, that Umar radiallahu anhu gave in to the demand, and he put on this clothing, sat on a good horse. After a short while, said, "No, bring my old animal back and my original clothing." And then he makes a statement, "Kunna adhallan nas." We were the most despised and disgraced of all people. What was the condition of the Sahaba Ikram before Islam? No one wanted to rule over them. Even the Romans and the Persians did not want their slaves to rule over them also. So downtrodden they were. Think of every evil it was prevalent amongst them. نَحَنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّلَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are such a nation whom Allah Ta'ala has granted izzat and honor through Islam. لَوْ نَطْرُبُ الْعِزَّةَ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. If only we were to look for izzat and honor in anything other than Islam, Allah will take us back down. Allah will disgrace us. Who will disgrace us? Allah. So what Allah wants from us is Islam, nothing but Islam. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يَبْدَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Allah Pak wants Islam for us. And what is Islam? We just passed through the period of Qurbani and Hajj. We learned Islam from the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All logic aside, all the different tests and trials he went through, he passed it with flying colors. Why? He put his logics aside and put the command of Allah in front. So it's a lesson for us. If we want success, if we want good conditions, put the command of Allah in front. On every occasion, put the command of Allah in front. Nevertheless, we see Umar radiallahu anhu, he enters Baytul Maqdis. The keys are handed over to him. The Muslims are in Baytul Maqdis now. But the enemies of Islam, the Yahud, the Nasara, they're planning and plotting now. The Nasara, that how can we mislead these Muslims? How we can get the help of Allah taken away from them? So among themselves, they plan and plot. Like in every zamana, how they're planning and plotting today, in every zamana, they plan and plotted. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. They made such big plans. They planned so much, years in advance, that they plan one place to the other. If someone tells us someone is shifting Table Mountain to Drakensberg and Drakensberg to Table Mountain, what do you think? Allah Pak says, لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ. Such planning they do. But before this ayat and after this ayat, what Allah Pak says? وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُولًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. Allah knows everything that's happening. If we become Allah's, then all the years and years of planning, everything will go to zero. Allah will just change our conditions. So nevertheless, these people, they made this plan now, where the Muslims are encamped, and the Monday they are going up and down. So that entire route, line it with your girls, very scantily dressed. Take all your jewelry, everything, scatter it on the road. Once they start picking up that, and when they start getting involved with our girls, the help of Allah will go away from them. And this is what they did. The Amir of the army saw what is happening. An announcement was enough. One announcement was enough. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah Pak tells us in the Quran Kareem that Ummah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell the believing men that lower the gazes and protect the private paths. This is much more purer for them, is better for them. That one announcement was enough. They did not touch that well that was thrown. They did not even look or lift their gaze towards this haram. Help of Allah Pak remained with them. On the occasion of when Misr, Egypt was conquered, the Egyptians had a custom among themselves. They had a belief that for the river Nile to flow, every year they should take a very, very young virgin girl, dress up nicely, everything, and dump her into that river as a sacrifice. So Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, when he saw this happening, he said, no, this is not allowed. In Islam, we will not allow this. But said, if you do not do this, the river Nile will stop flowing. It will affect everything. He writes to Amir al-Mu'minin Umar radiallahu anhu, that this is what these people are saying, the river will not flow unless they do this. And the levels are gone right down. What should we do? So Umar radiallahu anhu gave two letters. So one letter, you put him to the Nile. And one letter for him. The letter for him, that when you receive my letter, throw this into the Nile. And what was written in that other letter? That, O River Nile, if you are flowing on your own accord, we got no need for you. If you are flowing on the command of Allah, then keep on flowing. When that letter was thrown in, overnight we see that levels of that water rose. And up till today, see, the River Nile is flowing. And to put the law of Allah in front, Allah Pak said, on good conditions. Musa alayhi salam, when the Bani Israel complained to him about oppression of Fir'aun, etc., what was his reply? وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا. Seek the help of Allah. Seek the help of Allah. And be patient. Why? إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. The entire earth belongs to who? Allah. Does not belong to this government or that king or that president or that person. No. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. The entire earth belongs to one Allah. يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي. Allah Pak grants it to whomsoever He wishes from amongst His slaves. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.